don't think there's any kind of proof that I do not need to buy. I do.
Well, next point.
Let's not make any more.
Attorneys, I have sought in this motion, not just re-argument, but renewal. And the renewal is based upon the evidence of this court's actual bias. No fair and impartial tribunal. The competent, fair and impartial tribunal. And I certainly heard this court of incompetent.
Would you say the court's incompetent?
No, I said I heard the court of incompetent. I do not believe that there is any basis to say that it is fair and impartial. And this re-argument motion identifies that not only is its decision insupportable, indefensible as a matter of law, substantively, procedurally, factually, legally, all of which is not denied or disputed, that presentation is not, in no way disputed. Miss Bale, an assistant attorney general, has the temerity to engage in deceit upon the court, fraud on the court in this argument. Likewise, Mr. Garcia, a former U.S. attorney who was a predecessor of Pete Bahar, they have a presentation which shows a decision that cannot be justified, nor have they justified it. Additionally, as I have set forth, this court has an interest, a financial, pecuniary interest, because the issues sought to be adjudicated on this intervention motion would expose the corruption of the commission to investigate public corruption and its cover-up of the fraud committed by the three branches of our government, our highest public officers, with respect to the judicial pay raises. This court has a $40,000 a year interest in throwing this head, and make no mistake about it, the decision rendered by this court, which is now the subject of the argument, was an example of a fraudulent judicial decision. Now, I will conclude.
Stop right there.
I will conclude by saying, excuse me, with all respect.
No, Mr. Sasso, you may claim that this court somehow acted corruptly or that it was bought off by some salary raise that came something like 3 years ago. After 14 years of not getting any kind of salary increase, that is preposterous. It's an offensive argument, and it's completely irrelevant to anything.
But then your honor is demonstrating that you have not read the papers, because you would know that the judicial pay raises were in three phases, and the third phase only took effect on April 1st, 2014, because of the corruption of the Commission to Investigate Public Corruption, who had the issue of the pay raises, the judicial pay raises, before it. This, with all respect, Your Honor, the motion calls upon you to not only acknowledge, and Your Honor's description
maybe you should have gone to federal court, or maybe you should have gone somewhere else, but that argument could be raised against any city justice in this state, and if such an argument was made, it would be absurd and without foundation.
Well, you are correct, this rule of necessity. And that rule says when all are disqualified, none are disqualified. So what you're saying is that every judge in New York State would suffer from that disqualification. However, you actualize it. You actualize it by your decision. However, I will conclude by saying what I said. When I testified before the Commission to Investigate Public Corruption on September 17, 2013, I said, cases are perfect paper trails. So it's easy to document judicial corruption. Your Honor, I rest on the record here. I was actually quite astonished that you patented this motion for oral argument, because the record before the court on this motion left you nowhere to go as a matter of law. Your duty based upon the record before you on the motion, which apparently you are not familiar with, was not only to have vacated your decision, but also as to the further relief that was being sought, to refer counsel to disciplinary and criminal authorities for their fraud, misconduct, both in connection with the underlying litigation and in opposing this intervention and the argument motion.
Let me just say that I believe in transparency. I don't feel I want to hide anything from the party or from the public, and that's why I agreed to have an argument. And I also said if you wanted to have it in some way retained or photographed, you could do that as well, because I do believe in transparency. I think there's nothing more to say. You have gone beyond the time limits. Thank you all very much. I'm reserving the decision. And
I would urge you to make a record-based fact.